UK News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. UK regulators say people who have a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine while they investigate two adverse reactions that occurred on the first day of the country's mass vaccination program. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The announcement brought yet another shot into the worldwide race for a vaccine to end the pandemic, a scientific effort that has seen China and Russia compete with Western firms for an effective inoculation. While questions remain about the Sinopharm shot, already at least one country outside China plans to roll it out in a mass vaccination campaign. The United Arab Emirates, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, conducted a trial beginning in September of the vaccine by Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm, involving 31,000 volunteers from 125 nations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Israel received its first batch of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine Wednesday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring the pandemic end was in sight and vowing to get the first shot. Quote, "This is a great celebration for Israel," end quote, he said at the airport near Tel Aviv as a forklift started unloading the cargo from an air freighter. The shipment was the first of 8 million doses ordered from pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. It came ahead of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, which begins Thursday. The Russian space agency said Wednesday it planned to offer the Sputnik coronavirus vaccine to cosmonauts, but insisted the vaccine would be done on a voluntary basis. Last week, Russia launched its mass vaccination program using Sputnik V, which has been named after a Soviet-era satellite. Developers say it's 95% effective based on interim trial results. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Brussels Wednesday for dinner with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a last-ditch attempt to avoid a tumultuous Brexit without a trade deal in 3 weeks' time. With growing fears of a chaotic no-deal finale to the five-year Brexit crisis when the United Kingdom finally leaves the EU's orbit December 31st, the dinner is being cast as a chance to unlock the stalled trade talks. Failure to secure a deal would snarl borders, shock financial markets, and sow chaos through supply chains across Europe and beyond as the world faces the vast economic cost of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. President Donald Trump says his campaign will join an improbable case before the Supreme Court challenging election results in Pennsylvania and other states he lost. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
This is the big one. That's what President Trump says in a tweet, referring to a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Republican demands the 62 electoral college votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin be invalidated, repeating a litany of false, disproven, and unsupported allegations about mail-in ballots and voting in the four states. Legal experts dismiss Paxton's filing as the latest and perhaps longest legal shot since Election Day, and officials in the four states are sharply critical. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected a bid to reverse Pennsylvania's certification of Joe Biden's victory. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan arrived in Azerbaijan Wednesday to join nationwide celebrations marking his close allies' victory against Armenia in their conflict for control of disputed territory. The Turkish leader's visit to Azerbaijan was an opportunity to celebrate together the, quote, glorious victory, end quote, against Armenia for control of the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, Erdogan's office said ahead of his arrival. Thursday, the Turkish leader is expected to hold talks with his Azerbaijani counterpart and preside over a military parade. Russia has signed an agreement with Sudan to build a naval base on the country's Red Sea coast in Moscow's latest push into Africa as it seeks to renew its geopolitical clout. The deal, published on the Russian government's website Tuesday, will see Moscow establish a, quote, logistical support center, end quote, in Port Sudan, where, quote, repairs and resupply operations, end quote, can take place. The agreement, signed December 1st, is valid for 25 years and will be automatically renewed for 10-year periods if neither side objects. The number of people sickened by a mystery ailment in a southern Indian town has fallen off sharply, officials said Wednesday, as medical experts race to pinpoint the source of heavy metals in the victim's blood. One man died after showing symptoms of seizures, nausea, and chronic pain. By remote, Diane Roberts.
Music now. VOA.